AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A Russian guided missile cruiser suffered some kind of explosion and later sank as it was being towed to its Black Sea port. Russian military officials blame a fire. Ukraine says its missiles caused the blast, fire, and sinking. The man accused of opening fire on fellow passengers inside a subway train car in Brooklyn is being held without bond. 62-year-old Frank James had his first court appearance in federal court in New York. He faces a number of charges, including federal terrorism charges. While James was in court, one of the 10 people he allegedly shot and wounded was in a hospital bed. Ed Donahue has this.
Owari Benkata tells the AP he was sitting next to the gunman.
He throws a bomb and smoke bomb. And all I remember is like helping a pregnant woman.
Music was blaring through Benkata's headphones when smoke began filling the train car.
Then the smoke kept escalating to black smoke, like 9/11. You remember how it kept escalating? Like, the whole train was just pitch black.
As he was trying to get away, Benkata says he could hear the shots. He was hit
in the back of the knee, and it came out. No, I was hit, in the back, and it came out the front.
Benkata isn't sure how much longer he'll be in the hospital. He doesn't have medical insurance, which is complicating his ordeal. I'm Ed Donahue.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's demands that trucks from Mexico be inspected at border crossings into Texas cause miles-long backups in Mexico, costing U.S. produce importers like Rolando Garza.
The heat should be completely damaged, and maybe we need to throw away everything. Because it's not that quality that we expect in the United States.
Republican governor ordered the inspections in response to the Biden administration's effort to wind down a health law that prevented asylum seekers from entering the U.S. One major crossing reopened today after the governor of Mexico's Chihuahua state agreed to a new security deal. This is AP News. Another former top Trump aide, this time Stephen Miller, questioned for hours by the House Select Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. One source says the online video interview lasted about 8 hours. A man who says he followed Donald Trump's orders is found guilty.
An Ohio man who claimed he was only following presidential orders from Donald Trump was convicted Thursday on all counts for his part in the riot at the U.S. Capitol in January 2021. A federal jury took less than 3 hours to convict 38-year-old Dustin Bryan Thompson of obstructing Congress from certifying Joe Biden's 2020 electoral victory and 5 other offenses. The maximum sentence for the obstruction count, the only felony Thompson was charged with, is 20 years in prison. In his defense, Thompson blamed Trump and members of the president's inner circle for inciting the insurrection, including his own actions. Sentencing was set for July 20th. Mike Crossia, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.